thanks to God because of this beautiful day child that the Lord has given us.
Oh,
has been according to how the Lord has directed it. And it has been in that way to the glory of His name. Because there is only one thing that the Lord is waiting from the people in the world. Number one, there is nothing good in the people. And there is nothing that one can do to praise God. In short, a man is lazy and sinful before the Lord. And he is very blind to the things of God. And when he praised God to reveal Christ in the lost soul, and when the lost soul has been brought to the Lord Christ Jesus, is when God opened the eyes of the sinner. Now, when the eyes has been opened, the sinner started seeing things. And the first thing that he sees, the wretchedness and sinfulness that is in him. Secondly, he started seeing Christ Jesus and His beauty. He sees Christ Jesus with His beauty, all His glories. And when the eyes has started seeing the glory and the beauty of our Lord Jesus Christ, same time automatically he bows. And he started bowing and exalting our Lord Jesus Christ. And he started seeing Christ more different than the preamble. Because at first he saw like he has got something to do to praise God. And he thought that he has got something to do like 50-50 with the Lord Jesus Christ. And he preaches that Christ did the work of dying on the cross, but the choice is in our hands. But when the eyes has been opened, is when you see that in your hands there is nothing. And you see your nakedness needing somebody to clothe you. The difference with the first Adam is that the first Adam, when he saw his nakedness, he tries his level best to sew fig leaves to cover himself. He was planning and designing the own cloth of himself. But when the Lord has opened your eyes, you see that you have got nothing to do. You see the fig leaves to be nothing before the Lord.
And you never even intend to sow fig leaves because there are just nothing before the Lord. Tears or always frogs on your cheeks to see that in your hands there is nothing. And you pray, my God, have mercy on me. So it's not because you ask him, you pardon, you ask the mercy from God that makes you to receive mercy. No. It is only when you get praised to God to reveal Christ in your heart. It is only when you get praised to God to clothe you with his lusciousness. Because the fig leaves that Adam was sowing are self-righteousness. These are self-justification. But when Christ has come in our lives, he came with a new cloth. Very glorious clothes, mold and made by himself. He just clothed you with his lusciousness. He never gave you to clothe it. Because you can never manage to clothe it very well. Because you are sinful and nothing good in you. But Christ came unto us and clothed us with his clothes. Wow, a new clothes. Very glorious clothes. With full of praise. It's not our prayers, but it's a praise of Christ. So when we have been put on that new cloth, there is only one song that we sing. We sing like this. Holy, holy, you are holy.
Oh yeah,
holy, holy, you are holy.
Oh yeah, Jim, oh yeah, Jim, oh yeah.
You see that him is worthy and is holy and more holy. Holy, holy, you are holy.
Yeah, oh yeah, Jim, oh yeah, how we so say.
Holy, holy, you are holy. In heaven, he is holy. Here, he is holy. Even underground the earth, he is holy. So when you sing holy, holy, you are holy. Same time, you are saying you are sinful. And you bow and praise him. And you sing only songs that exalt our Lord Jesus Christ. Why is he to be exalted? It's because God first exalted his dear son. When did God exalt his dear son? When was it? This is all time back in the wilderness. In the wilderness.
Chipulu, yes.
It is all time back in the wilderness. When the Israelites were going into the promised land of Canaan. When he crossed the Red Sea, he enters into wilderness upon wildernesses. The Kadesh Penea, Rephidim, Azini, all many different
wildernesses.
But there is a time. In the process of crossing all the wildernesses, even walking in the valley where there is no water,
and
some other times finding water, but untestable water. He has been in those situations. But one time or the other, there was a time whereby God wanted to exalt his son. Time came. As Jesus prayed in John chapter
17,
that the time has come. So here there was a time whereby God wanted to exalt his dear son. That is all the way time back in the wilderness. When we read that is Numbers, whereby we have been in this book of Numbers for some time. Numbers chapter 21, verse number 4 downwards. Last week we were on this 4 and 5. That is a week before last week, because last week Brother Darwin was the one preaching. Well, then number 4 says, then they journeyed from Mount Ori by the way of the Red Sea to go around the land of Edom, and the soul of the people became very discouraged on the way.
Verse 4.
So you can see there is moving in the mountains, Red Seas, in the seas, and even in the enemies like
Edom.
Almost the whole time when they were on earth, there were too many things that were frightening them. But these things were coming to them to the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. And here the Bible says, and the souls of the people became very discouraged on the way. What made the soul to be discouraged was the way. And the Bible says Christ is the way. So here we see Christ discouraging others and giving encouragement to others. The more he's discouraging others, more the more he's taking to himself those that are his. Discouraged and encouraged. Others being discouraged, others being encouraged. The use of the way. The use of the way is to divide the two. Is to divide the discouraged and the encouraged. But don't forget that this is God honoring his dear son. Verse number 5. And the people spoke against God and against Moses. Why have you brought us up out of Egypt to die in the wilderness? For there is no food and no water, and our soul loved this wondrous blood.
Verse number 5. Ndipo anthu adanena motsutsana ndi Mulungu ndi Mose. Ndikuti mwatibwezeranji kutichotsa kuibukuto, kuti tifere kuchipululu, pakuti mkate ndi madzi palibe, ndi mtima wathu walema nawo mkate wachabewu.
So here we see the people crying. And they are speaking all sorts of evil unto Moses. One of the evil ways that these people were speaking. Why did you take us out of Egypt so that we die in the wilderness? To them, dying in the wilderness was a problem. Secondly, why taking us out of Egypt into this foodless place? To them, staying without food was a problem too. The other thing again, why taking us into this dry land without water to drink? To them staying in the land without water, it was a problem. So these people were speaking all sorts of evil against
Moses.
They were speaking like Moses has done an evil thing unto them. But before I prolong, let us go to Exodus chapter 3, verse number 7. Verse number 7, 8, 9. And the Lord said, I have surely seen the oppression of my people who are in Egypt. This is before Israel came out of Egypt.
Yes.
And I have heard their cry because of their taskmasters, for I know their souls.
Ndinapenyerera manzunzo anthu anga ali ku Igupto. Ndipo ndamvanso
kulira kwawo chifukwa chakuwafulumiza pakutinditsiwa zowawitsa zawo.
Verse number 8.
So I have come down to deliver them out of the hand of Egyptians and to bring them up from that land to a good and large land, to a land flowing with milk and honey, to the place of the Canaanites and the Hittites and the Amalekites and the Perizzites and the Hivites and the Jebusites.
Verse number 8. Ndipo ndakusikira kuwalanditsa mmanja a anthu aikukuto ndi kuwatulutsa mdziko lija akwere nawe mdziko labwino ndi lalikulu, mdziko moyenda mkaka ndi uchi ngati madzi, kumalo a Kanani, Ahiti, Aamori, Aperizi ndi Ahivi ndi Ayebusi.
Verse number 9. Now therefore, behold, the cry of the children of Israel has come to me, and I have also seen the oppression with which the Egyptians oppressed them.
Verse 9. Ndipo tsopano taona kulira kwana Israeli kwandifikira. Ndapenyanso kupsinjika kumene aikukuto awapsinja nako.
Let us go upward, chapter 2, verse number 23-24 of Exodus.
Tatuonenso pa chapter 2 chakula Exodo mu verse la 23-24.
Whereby it says,
now
it happened in the process of time that the king of Egypt died. Then the children of Israel groaned because of the bondage, and they cried out, and their cry came up to God because of the bondage.
Verse 23, Exodus chapter 2. Ndipo kunali pakupita masiku ambiri aja, idapa mfumu ya Igupto, ndi ana a Israeli anatsitsa moyo chifukwa cha ukapolo wawo, nalira ndi kulira kwawo kunabwera kwa Mulungu chifukwa cha ukapolowo.
Verse 24. So God hid their glory, and God remembered his covenant with Abraham, with Isaac, and with Jacob.
Verse 24. Ndipo Mulungu anamva kubula kwawo. Ndi Mulungu anakumbukira chipangano chake ndi Abrahamu, Isaki, ndi Yakobo.
Number 25. And God looked upon the children of Israel, and God acknowledged them. 25.
Verse 25. Ndipo Mulungu anapenya Israeli, ndi Mulungu anadziwa.
So it amazes me most to see how a wicked person does before God.
Ndipo ndinoona kwambiri kuona munthu ochimwa chimene adalingalira kuchita pamaso pa Mulungu.
And here fully shows that a wicked person has got no wants always.
Ndipo ndikuona kuti munthu ochimwa, munthu wamaliseche, palibe chimene angathe kuchita pamaso pa Mulungu.
Because when he was in Egypt,
chifukwa Aisraeli mmene adali kwa Igupto,
after the death of King Pharaoh,
mfumu Farao atangu kufa kumene,
Bible says,
Bible says
there was bondage there.
Padali ukapolo, chipshinjo cha chikulu kumene.
They had much sorrow.
Ndipo adali mu chipshinjo cha chikulu.
Things were not good at all.
Padali menso chabwino pamenepo.
This is unpeaceable time.
Idali nthawi yopanda ndi mtendere omwe.
Everything was sour.
Chilichonse chinali choyipa cholawa.
Everything was painful.
Chilichonse chinali chopweteka kwa iwo.
They tried their level best and failed.
Badali bechakwino.
And they tried their level best themselves, but they failed. After failing, they were just crying. Crying doesn't protect the bondage to come and tell them. The more they were crying, the more bondage was tight. And the bondage had no sorrow upon the afflicted. It was just coming and punish them. Even they were crying, it sounds nothing. It was just like a drama. But the afflictor was to afflict them much. They were just afflicting them much
more.
And they were just crying. Men crying. Women crying. Children crying. Leaders, priests crying. All the people of Israel were crying. That's the only thing that Israel were doing in Egypt. It was just crying because of bondage. Now here there is something that consoles or comforts my heart. Because the Bible says God remembered the covenant. Which means he is not a man that can lie. Whatever his spoke, it comes to pass. Everything from his tongue are to be accomplished and is accomplished. He always fulfills everything. He is God that we can never manage to describe. He is the answering God. The other thing that is found here, number one, the Bible says, God heard the crying and the groaning of the people. Secondly, he saw the affliction that they are afflicted with. If he hears, it means they have got ears. If the Bible says God hears the cries of Israel, it means he has got ears. And the Bible says he saw. Which means has got eyes that sees. Now God sees the situation that the Israelites were in. He saw all the penance that the Israelites were in. And he feels in his heart mercy upon them. This time a person was very wicked, very sinful, very crying, having no space that he can exercise his own will.
Amen.
But the Bible says, verse number 25 of chapter 2 of Exodus.
Yes.
God looked upon the children of Israel and God acknowledged them.
Verse 25, Adi Mulungu akapenya Israeli, Ndi Mulungu akatsiwa.
He looked upon
Adaona
and he acknowledged them.
Jipo akapenya Israeli,
Adawatsiwa. He looked upon them
Adaona iwo
and he acknowledged them.
Jipo akatsiwa,
meaning he knows all that are his. And he acknowledges all those that are his. That's why he sent Moses as a deliverer to the people. Now, when Moses was going to these people, these people were hopeless.
And
had nothing in hand to compromise. They were just crying for help. But there was nobody who could come by their way to help. And God heard in heaven. And she stooped down from heaven and came to deliver them. How did God deliver them? It's through the calling of Moses from the burning bush to come and deliver them. And Moses had a calling from God and was to deliver Israel from bondage. Now, after being delivered, all the penance has gone away. All the crimes has gone away. Here Israel is having without penance. He's just moving, sleeping, dancing, doing whatever without any bondage that were in from Egypt.